Happy New Year. Oh, that was fun. Can we do that again? Happy New Year. All right, stand if you're able and let's sing some songs together.
In. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournville@shaw.ca, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. There'll be no nursery or Sunday school this morning, so we provided coloring bags that you can pick up in the foyer. Our next youth event will be Wednesday, January 11th from 7 to 8:30 at the church. On Sunday, January 29th, we'll have our annual meeting after the church. This will also give us an opportunity to have a soup and pie Sunday before the meeting. So if you didn't hear anything else, there's soup and pie Sunday on January 29th. We're coming to flu season, so when we have our greeting time, what we've encouraged people to do, if you're not comfortable shaking hands or hugging or whatever, just wave and the other person will wave back to you. As we start this new year and you're looking for opportunity to serve and be involved, we're looking for both Sunday school teachers and greeters. There's sign-up sheets for both at the Welcome Center. That's all our announcements this morning.
Let's stand and keep on worshiping.
To save us. soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, it's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your.
Music fades, all is stripped away.
turn and greet each other.
The guitar guys? Well, I don't think the salary is very good, so he might not. You might want to let that one just slide.
This morning we're going to use James, the book of James, to guide our prayers. We do start a new year, and there have been some really good things that have happened this last year and some really hard things. The one thing that remains constant is God's presence with us. I love it that He is for us and not against us, that He believes in us, that He loves us, and that we don't walk through these things alone. That He is the one who takes our hand and walks with us through it. Let's pray. In adoration in James 1:17-18, it says, "Whatever is good and perfect is the gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us His true word. And we, out of all creation, become His prized possession. We come before our great and awesome God as His chosen ones. Let us return His affection and worship Him now for His perfection and unchanging glory, evidenced in all that He has created. O come, let us adore Him." In confession, James 4:7-8:10. "So humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up in honor. What has drawn us away from God this week? What is it that we need to run from? Confess these sins to God, run toward Him, and let Him lift you up forgiven." Thanksgiving. James contrasts the evil one's influence on the worldly wisdom with that of God's heavenly wisdom in James 3, 17, 18. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It's peace-loving, gentle at all times, willing to yield to others. It's full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Let us thank God for the wisdom, purity, peacefulness, and gentleness through which he rules and holds all things together. Thank him for the instances in which you have seen his perfect way working in you or those around you. Thank you, God, for how deep and high and wide your love is for us. Supplication. James encourages us, chapter 5, verse 13, 14, 16. Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you sick? You should call the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. The earnest prayer of the righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Let us pray with confidence that God hears us and wants to answer us when we call to him in prayer. Let's bring a request before him now. We pray for Marcia and Neville and Michelle, for Diane's family, for Tammy's family, for Isaac and Corrine, for Ray and Rowena for your healing, for Brian and Rita and your healing, for Ben and Marge, Cynthia and Jill, for Matthew and Trina, for Kelly and James, for some of the places around the world, Afghanistan, Algeria, Andorra, the Ukraine and Iran, for peace for these countries, for Canada and United States, God, that you do a healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that we have no answers for, we invite you to come and meet us, Lord Jesus. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Our scripture reading today comes from John 8, 12 to 20. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life. The Pharisees replied, you are making those claims about yourself. Such testimony is not valid. Jesus told them, these claims are valid even though I make them about myself, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you don't know this about me. You judge me by human standards, but I do not judge anyone. And if I did, my judgment would be correct in every respect, because I am not alone. The Father who sent me is with me. Your own law says that if two people agree about something, their witness is accepted as fact. I am one witness, and my Father who sent me is the other. Where is your Father? They asked. Jesus answered, since you don't know who I am, you don't know who my Father is. If you knew me, you would also know my Father. Jesus made these statements while he was teaching in the section of the temple known as the treasury, but he was not arrested because his time had not yet come.